your girlfriend's not dark
skin. I don't change nothing. I'm light skin.
So just before we came back on air, you were talking about dance, and that was your debut single. That was your debut single. A lot of people like that one, but you said it didn't make you a lot of money.
No, it didn't.
Why?
It keeps you in the club.
And you said, just before we came on air, you said that songs like this, there people get excited about it for like 2 seconds. So, they dance and that's it. But it doesn't make any money.
Yeah, they can come out and blow like this and be so big. And they're not going to call you to Guinea to sing that.
Really?
Yeah.
So let's talk about your idea of the perfect formula for a hit song.
There's no perfect formula because like you don't know which is... you don't know which one will be a normal hit. You don't know which one will be a monster. You don't know which one will be that song.
So in the current climate now, if you were to produce a song for, let's just say I had talent. Let's say I could sing.
Yeah.
What kind of things would you think about? Well, would it have to be a love song?
It doesn't have to be a love song, but love songs and positive songs are always more impactful than songs where you come and brag, I have money, I have that.
I always thought like the club jams, the ones that make people, you know, dance, those ones are...
Yeah, but when you hear If in the club, you know, you can tell the difference. It still gets played in the club. But when it plays in the club, you see people sing. When you hear Rara in the club, when they drop that, they're still grooving, but they're grooving to proper music that they can wake up in the morning and still listen to.
Okay, so is it important to have... lyrics that are very that are easy to sing along to? Is that very important?
Apart from being easy to sing along to, lyrics that people would see themselves singing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you I have the biggest cars. You never hear me make music like that. But when it comes to proper lyrics, if I say I won't play with your love, it's like something one boy can go and tell a girl. It's like I've seen a guy tell me
Lyrics that a lot of people are probably very familiar with.
Exactly, everyday lyrics.
Interesting. Okay, all right. So you have worked with a lot of people. Are there any other artists that you'd love to work with that you haven't had the opportunity to?
Right now, I'm working with more upcoming artists.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're out there and the song is good, I get paid too. Because like I will.
But how is an upcoming artist gonna get 5 million now?
Oh no, not like that. I put 5 million just so that I don't have too many people calling me to produce a song for them. Because I'm one person that if I'm working with an artist now, I believe in making 4 or 5 songs to pick one. I don't believe in let's do one and that's the single. Because you can never know how good this one is if you don't have something to compare. So if I'm gonna work with you, we're gonna be recording 1, 2, 3, 4 songs. You have to pay for that, man.
Fair enough. And the album is out in May.
Hopefully.
Okay. And once again, what's the title?
Old Romance.
All right. So I wish we had some more time, but we don't. We've got the Fuse program coming up next, but at least we got to chat with you. And I'm sure you want to say something to your legions of fans, the fans that have been buying your music, attending your shows, and you promised to give them killer shows, right?
Oh, killer shows. Now we are in a position where we can make demands.
Okay.
And all you have to see, look out for, every time I'm playing a show without a live band, there's always a limitation because as an artist, I cannot create around a stage where it's just me and the DJ. I'm only going to bring a fan up to dance. That's nothing. But if there's a live band, I can connect with the fans.
So this in May, it will be a perfect opportunity because I imagine you're going to do like some kind of event around your album launch.
No,
you're not?
Me, I'm just going to release my album and that's it.
Okay.
No album launch.
Why not?
I don't really have time for that.
You don't have time? Of course, because you're working with Drake and the likes.
I pray that's the reason why. I was techno. I've always been techno. Do you understand? Disregard what God has done for me because of something I'm looking forward to. I stay on my grind because before I met Drake, I was doing real good. I'm happy with friends.
When is this Drake single coming out?
Everybody's asking me this thing. It's like, when it comes out?
So who's delaying? Is it you or him?
Who's the what?
Who's delaying? Who's the one
Like he's working on his album. I'm working on my album.
But you have done something together.
Yeah, we've been in the studio together, recorded.
Okay, so any idea when that song's going to come out?
No, we don't. The thing is, when it comes out, it comes out. Because when you talk, you have to back it up.
That was last year now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it last year?
We met, we connected, we're friends, and we're making music.
Are you actually, as in, would he say techno is my friend or techno is my acquaintance? Yeah. What would he say?
Yeah. That's my brother right there.
Really?
That's what he would say. That's my brother. Yeah.
Do you think Drake is doing this because, you know, everyone's saying Africa's hot right now?
Nah, people think Drake does what he does because he wants something. Drake is more concerned about connecting the culture together.
Okay.
Bringing Jamaica, bringing Nigeria, bringing South Africa. He's that kind of person that wants that bond. He likes to be a part of something new, something fresh. It's not like he's coming to take from you. He's a master of his own art. I'm telling you this not because to nah,
well,
none of that.
Well, he does that. There is a tiny bit of culture appropriation. I mean, when he, you know, what's the name of the title of the song that he did with Wizkid? He did start doing more like Jamaican influenced music. He has started doing that recently. No,
so you think Wizkid wrote One Dance?
Huh?
You think Wizkid
I don't know the part. I wasn't there with them.
Yeah, that's how where I'm coming from. Baba is a bad man. That's all I can say. He don't come to you for nothing. He don't come to take nothing from you. Because people generalize it like, oh, he's onto African artists for that new vibe. That's a lie. That's a massive lie. He's not onto anybody for no new vibe. He's just someone that likes to create.
And cross cultures.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So, I did ask you what you want to say to your fans, right? Oh, I kind of got distracted. So, yeah. What do you want to say to your fans that have been supporting you for many years, and the ones that will probably still, you know, buy tickets to go see you and stuff?
If you're buying tickets to come see me, please buy tickets to come see me. Because, yeah.
But you need to make sure that they're going to get a killer
show.
Because
mistakes are what you learn from, and no one makes a mistake and plan on repeating them. So if you're a fan out there, I really appreciate you and I love you. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Without you, I wouldn't be here talking. So.
All right, so how do you... I did say we're going to round things up right now, but I've just seen a few questions on our Twitter page. So first off, how do you stay grounded? So to go from, you know, just starting in the industry to being one of the biggest artists, how do you stay grounded? Who gives you constructive criticism?
My friends.
Okay.
And I'm the kind of person that will play my record for a random person to just see their expression.
And if they say it's rubbish.
And I see how they react to the song. And I know people because people sometimes will just try and say it because of you're there. So I won't play my music to someone like that. I look for someone that will be straightforward and I just play my music. Sometimes I go to a random place and I just connect to Bluetooth and play and see the reaction. Just to judge my music. Regardless of I've made hits and all that, you still don't know nothing. Yeah, exactly. So every day is an experience for me. If we hung out more, I would randomly play my music just to see what you say.
I wouldn't mind listening to your music.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind.
So that keeps me, it keeps me in check. Just knowing that you don't know it all. It's always nice when you hear from other people. So it helps you stay in tune all the time.
All right. So Greatness on Twitter says, do you have a baby mama?
Baby mama?
Yes.
You would have to have a kid to have a baby mama.
So do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. Do you think maybe soon?
You have a baby mama, you would have to have a child to have a baby mama.
I'm asking the question exactly as it was typed.
Is it because I say baby mama and dance?
Well, I don't know. Because it seems to be like the trend right now. Yeah. I think that's what people, that's probably why that question came about.
We want to make the music. I'm happy where I am though with my woman and we're doing good.
Okay, so do you think there may be wedding bells very soon?
Wedding for me is really far. Because God is just taking me somewhere and I have to get there.
2 years, 3 years, 5 years?
I don't know.
10 years?
But I'm not thinking about marriage.
So no marriage for you right now? Okay. Salute Ibrahim says, what did you find difficult when starting your music career?
Finding a studio to record, recording how I wanted to record. Because people don't understand that making music is not just having someone record you, which is being able to record music how you want to record music was my most difficult problem. But I got through that.
And he also wants to know what advice you'd give to upcoming artists who want to be like you.
Don't sign any deal and tell anybody I'm passionate about my music. I'm going to make money. Take all the percentage and give me even small. I'll be fine. Don't ever make that mistake. As an artist, even if you're 1% up, make sure you're in a position to have more decision than the label. That's all I can say.
Is that what you were told when you signed your record deal?
No, when I signed my record deal, I was more about the passion and I didn't care. And I knew I was going to make money and I just said the things I said. And over time, you're going to just... Once you start making money, it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You now realize like, no.
You're stuck.
This is not it.
So if you're out there... So you would say for the upcoming artists to remain independent?
No. You need a platform. I'm just saying, don't put yourself in a position because you're hungry. If you're really good and you know you're really good, it's different when someone is telling you, let's do music. And when someone comes to you and be like, yo, I think you're talented, I want to sign you.
So make your demands, basically.
Yeah, make your demands.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Thank you so much for stopping by, Techno. This has been interesting. This has been, I wasn't, to be honest, I was thinking this interview is going to be a bit difficult.
Gee.
I was like, let's see what this is going to be like. But no, it's actually been quite interesting. Thank you once again for stopping by. We can't wait.
I'd like to come and do it again anytime.
Well, when the debut album comes out.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so we can have like a little listening.
And when I have music out with Drake.
If that Drake one, I want it on my show.
Yeah.
I know you're saying when it comes out, it comes out.
No, we have a bunch of records coming out with a bunch of people.
So who else have you worked with?
That's the thing with me. Thank God it's just that one that people are talking about until the next ones come out.
So there are other people that you've worked with that we don't. Give me a little something.
You know, I'm in Nigeria right now.
Yeah.
Because it's very cold out there.
Okay, so you spend a lot of the time.
I'm sure
in
that's why people are still asking these questions. It's because I'm here now and it's cold there. When it's warm there, I'll go over there.
So who else have you worked with?
When it's no longer cold in America, you see.
But weather in America
weather
has nothing to do.
Been the only problem. Why?
So in the past, who have you worked with that we don't know about?
No, that's not what this is. I said apart from the ones you know, there's still other songs in works that are gonna come out. Okay. See, like, do I have, but they're not on the album though. I'm not putting.
Your album is just you. Yeah. All right, I was gonna ask you about the whole tiff between. There was a little bit of a tiff between you. It was Wiz, but then everything's cool now, right?
Oh, it was business.
It was business.
Yeah, even when I was with Wiz, I was like, "Baba, not business." So it's like you go out there, you say things, but I never be disrespectful. That's me. I would never disrespect.
So what happened? Why? What happened?
I just thought Wizkid and Davido always buzzed off of each other for years.
Mm.
All it took was for a fan to say something controversial and Wizkid and Davido starts to trend all over again with music or without music. I was in America and I was thinking, it's like, I want to be a part of this trend. It's like, I have to get something on it. That's why I just went ahead and tweeted.
So this thing between you and Wiz, it wasn't real?
Nothing. For me, it's just, even I told him, it's his business move. He told me, even listen to some of my songs, when you say something in a song, it's just business. Just people.
So it was like a PR thing?
Yeah, but for me, if it wasn't, I would come out there and say something insultive, like the one that McCrane was doing, and I don't know why. You can be controversial, but you don't have to insult the other person. You understand. So,
all right.
Me with Davido, for me, it was completely business.
It was business.
Yeah.
Who do you get on? Who do you get on most with in this industry? Who is like your good buddy?
My friends.
No. Is in artists that you get on very, very well with.
Flavor.
Okay.
We're really close, like brothers, kind of thing. Fino, amazing. I mean, I'm not friends with Olamide so much, but I love him because I think he's a great guy.
All right.
And when I'm with Wiz, it's love. When I'm with David, it's love. But who I'm really close with?
Flavor.
I mean,
okay, all right. Is there anyone that you're not too close with? Maybe you worked with them and you think, I don't want to do that again.
No.
There's nobody.
It's Demi Crane that really upset me. Demi Crane really upset me. You know why upset me? Because I want the best for him. And I just did my hairstyle. It looked nice. I didn't know there was something about hairstyle going on. So you know how you just have a nice haircut and you talk about it. And after you just come back from America, I'm one of the few persons that congratulated you. Like,
yeah, you reached out to him.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm happy for this. Like, you didn't get messed up with this whole thing. And then for you to drag me on the media, first one, second one, I'm just like, whoa.
Have you seen him since?
Nah, but it was disgusting. I thought it was really messed up.
Has he apologized?
I'm not looking for apology. I don't know why he did it, but
so was there some kind of really did you guys have like differences before?
Nothing. When I mean nothing, because I keep saying this guy is my friend though.
So you just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, why are you dragging it? You did it the first time. I was like, it's okay. And then there's another one. And I was really upset. I was really irritated with that.
If you guys were cool, maybe he just had a.
I even told David. I'm like, I don't get this. I was shocked.
Dami Crane, if you're listening, Techno is very, very disappointed in you. Very disappointed. And it was uncalled for.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I love you and I want the best for you. Why would I want to fight with you?
Okay, there we go. All right, hopefully we can help to mend this bridge. And you guys can be cool again. All right, we actually do need to go now. I have got the Fuse program coming up next. And I'll say thank you to Techno once again for stopping by. And bring that album here as soon as it's sorted.
Thank you. And thank you for forgiving me.
I didn't say I've forgiven you.
You have.
No, I said I'm going to fine you 50,000 naira.
I'm down. Yeah,
okay.
That's fair.
All right. Oh, yeah, give somebody your ATM card. Let them quickly go. So you can wait here and.
I already took it out. Yes, you did.
Hold him. Don't let him leave the building. This is a Fuse program.
Paul O. Prime Promoters. And upfront and personal. What?
Let's get ready to watch.
This is a Fuse.
All the